This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The C-130 Hercules is the workhorse of the U.S. military. The transport plane is assembled at Lockheed Martin, just north of Atlanta in Marietta, Georgia. It's now the longest continually produced military aircraft. WABE's Stephanie Stokes went to Marietta and brings us the secret to the C-130's longevity.
When Lockheed designed the C-130 Hercules in the 50s, a company engineer, Kelly Johnson, said they'd be lucky to sell 100. Out here on the tarmac in Marietta, Lockheed Martin's Tony Freese is delivering number 2,500.
Here we are 60 years later, so we always are quite thankful that Kelly Johnson, a brilliant man, got that one piece wrong. Okay.
That engineer, Johnson, was working on sleek reconnaissance jets. The Hercules, by comparison, is clunky, with large propellers, a heavy tail, and a belly big enough to fit a bulldozer. But that's been its secret to long life.
It's kind of like a coelacanth.
Richard Abulafia studies aviation trends for the Teal Group. His analogy for the C-130, if you're not familiar, is a sea creature that escaped extinction.
That ancient fish that was hauled up and, well, there it is, still alive. And it's alive for all the right reasons. It's really good at what it does.
What the C-130 does, simply, is cart things or people around for the military. So it's used for special operations, humanitarian relief, search and rescue missions. It can refuel other aircraft in flight. Sometimes it does coastal patrol.
Basically, it's a terrific jack of all trades. And since its success isn't based upon some kind of high-tech whiz-bang performance, like stealth or speed or anything like that, that basic design from the 50s is still quite relevant today.
Most military aircraft programs last 20 to 30 years before losing ground to new technology. With the Hercules, Lockheed Martin can just add technology to the same proven plane. And by the way, while the price can vary, the basic version of the latest model costs something in the realm of $70 million. With 60 years of production at the same facility, entire families in Marietta have been tied to the aircraft.
Can't get too close because we need eye protection.
At the C-130 plant, Kim Gunter is helping build the latest Hercules. His father, Gunter says, worked on the very first.
We've been on every one of them, so it is a neat plane, a cool plane, and I'm glad to be here working on it.
Back when Lockheed assembled multiple aircrafts in Marietta, the facility had 33,000 employees. Now, there are fewer than 6,000, mainly to work on the C-130 program. Living here, Gunter says he's seen the benefits.
The best thing that ever happened to Marietta was that C-130 coming over here and being built here. And it's good times, bad times with orders and stuff like that, but we keep selling them.
They keep selling them because the U.S. military relies on them on a daily basis. The Hercules, after all, has remained in production not only during conflicts going back to the Vietnam War, but after them, says Todd Harrison. He analyzes defense spending at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
And so, this program has really seen the ups and downs of the budget cycle over the decades. And nevertheless, it has survived. And if you look at current plans, right now, we'll continue buying C-130s out through the late 2020s.
The plane also has an international market. As for the 2,500th Hercules aircraft that we watched take off from Marietta, it was sold to the U.S. Air Force. And really, it too could end up anywhere in the world, depending on where there's a need. In Marietta, I'm Stephanie Stokes for Marketplace.